Okay, we're just going to keep going with book club, despite the fact that apparently I'm not completely awake yet. Okay, this one is on Dan Brown's novel, The Lost Symbol. And this time I kind of remember it. So it's an old book. It's typical Dan Brown. He wrote The Da Vinci Code. It's cute. It has a Indiana Jones-like main character who's like all into symbols and shit and the occult, and this one covers like the Masons, and that's always full of like fun stuff and symbolism. So a little bit like was it National Treasure and those Nick Cage movies. There's like zero sexual tension, which is kind of a bummer because you just want like a little something, you know, just cuz. And yeah, it was interesting. It was good. And no, of course, I did not try to solve the puzzles. What do you think? I went to MIT or something? I'm not a puzzle master. My name is not Melvin. No disrespect. Anyway, it was good. A good book. It's a long read, so appropriate for a very long, hint, hint, cross-country, hint, hint, flight. But I highly recommend it. I read The Da Vinci Code. Have I read another of his books? I don't remember. Anyway, it's good. It's funny. He photographs well. He's kind of like, you know, that cool professor from school who was like kind of helpful and knew a lot about like, you know, popular culture and topics, and is able to write well, write like a lot, like dude, kind of bring it back into focus if you can. But yeah, still good. You can skim it and it's still a good book. And they have a website called thelostsymbol.com, which no, of course I've not checked into it. That's not for me to do. That's for me to talk about and for you guys to do. Again, keeping it a short podcast. Bye.